Welcome to Friday's post game.
It's Friday.
I asked him if he wanted to introduce it. He just sat there, looked at his phone, and so therefore
I didn't hear what you said because I was on my phone. Sorry.
You need to turn up that hearing aid.
All right. First of all, Irma called me a slut right before we started.
No,
and now
I
she's
didn't.
Calling me an old
no,
man.
No. We'll back the truck up in that second, whatever. But first things first, I'm Irma J. You got Steve Ho in the house. You got Michael Wood in the house and Gigi in the house. So it's Friday night.
You ain't got no job.
You got
we ain't got shit to do.
Yes, and grab a drink, grab something. We're going to shoot the...
We're allowed to say shit.
She brings energy. She brings energy.
We're going to shoot the...
Full disclosure, this is filmed on Thursday, so it's not our Friday night, but it's like
it's your Friday
little pregame.
Night.
Yeah,
and so if Donald Trump did something, oh well, who cares?
We should call this, instead of Friday postgame, it should be called
the Friday pregame.
The Thursday pregame.
The Thursday pregame.
The pregame, yeah.
Because we're shooting it on Thursdays.
Yeah, for Friday.
What do you think, Michael?
I always thought that we should have never told people, and then they always would have been like, I don't understand why they aren't getting these questions.
Because at 5 o'clock, we want to get out. We want to start our party on, or whatever, or some of us don't party, like Michael.
I know. I mean, I'm sorry. You can't make fun of, I don't know.
You got a boring-ass life.
Why do you have to wait till Friday to party? I heard the turnip's wild on Tuesdays. I don't know. That's for me.
What's the turnip?
Tuesday turn up? Is it turn Tuesday? There's a song. It's a song reference, guys. Turn up on a Tuesday.
It sounds like a gardening expedition.
Okay. I don't know about all that. But first of all, okay, I have an excuse to not party. I have a whole family to deal with. But if you're single, you're crazy if you're not partying.
I feel like you would be a party animal, though.
I was. So in college, my senior year, the party would start Tuesday night, okay, but it was a light party.
Turn up on Tuesday.
Yeah, and then Wednesday we get cranking. Thursday we're out of control. Friday we would actually bring it down a little bit, and then Saturday night we're out of control again, and then Sunday we party again. So like Monday was like the only night that we didn't really party. My senior year.
I feel like
my second semester I had one class a week. So
what was partying though? Like,
what was your considered a party?
Well, it ranged from an actual party where you would go and like 100 people, and there's music, and there's dancing, there's drinking, to just a group of friends going out.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh,
do you ever get amazed how we like did things? I'm always like, how do we even end up in the same place before we had cell phones? Because like, we had pagers. If we were lucky, we might have paged somebody. And then like, I'm always like, but we met and we like did things. And I'm like baffled about how we coordinated such activity.
Yeah, no, I have phones and I still get lost. Like I'm really bad at responding to texts. I'm also really bad at using GPS. So without technology, I don't know how I would find anyone or communicate with anyone because I am horrible with an iPhone, let alone with that one.
Well, dude, back in the day, we didn't have that.
I know. That's why I'm happy.
I can say that because it's like there was no pager. Oh, I did have a pager when I went
to
college.
I never had a pager.
Yeah, you had to be cool to have a pager in high school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it would be, get me on my beeper,
right.
And like in the little codes, 1437.
You make it upside down.
Yeah, I'll go, hello, whatever. I had a beeper, so let's get that straight. It wasn't a pager, it was a beeper. But it's like if I called your house, you were home, you weren't home. And,
my life could be totally different if we had cell phones back in the day, because I was dating this girl and
she would have had better options.
At UCLA. So I was back east visiting my parents, and I came back to LAX. And she was supposed to pick me up at LAX, and she wasn't there. So I waited, and I waited like an hour. She still didn't show up. So I called her house and went straight to her voicemail. I was like, geez, what the hell? So I'm waiting and waiting. Another hour rolls by, and she still hasn't come. I'm kind of annoyed. I called her house again straight to voicemail. So I'm like, fuck this. So I get a cab. And I go to my apartment. What had happened though is there was a kind of significant accident on the 405, and she couldn't get to the airport. So she was all stressed out because the plan was for her to pick me up at the airport, and then we're supposed to go down to Orange County to visit her parents. So she gets to the airport, and now she's looking for me, but I'm not there. So she parks her car, she's walking around looking for me. She calls my house, but I'm not home. So she's like, fuck. So she's frustrated because she just fought through traffic for hours. can't find me. Then she drives down to Orange County without me. I'm pissed. We don't sort this all out until later that night, but we're both so in such a bad mood, we actually broke up.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
That's not surprising. Yeah. Oh my God.
Wait, wait, did you get back together afterwards or just broke up?
No, we both kind of moved on to other people. Yeah.
Oh.
But
wow, we got it's like a,
but if we had a cell phone, this whole thing could have been avoided.
It's just a text, you like, I'm sorry.
You might end up marrying her, not be with your wife.
Correct. I might have married her. So. Maybe we go down and visit her parents. Everything is good.
So your wife is probably happy this all happened.
That's right. Thank God for cell phones.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah.
Well, so Michael, Gigi brought moonshine. Now, a couple weeks ago.
Again.
Wait.
Steve's
hold
favorite.
That up. It's Steve's favorite, obviously. But no, for those who watched 2 weeks ago, if you saw what happened with Steve O's face with the moonshine that Gigi brought, it's hilarious. But before the show, we was talking about, you know, shooting the whatever. And Michael says, I don't drink, but this is Friday night. Like I said, grab something. Grab a coffee, grab an alcohol.
Gigi, is this what I had last time?
Yes.
Disgusting.
So,
horrible.
Yeah, so anyway, I told Michael I would drink it with him since I've done this before, and I'll give him a little bit because he said he's not a drinker, but it'll be a little bit. But I just want to see what
his face
looks
like. Give me a real shot. Don't demasculate me. I argued to have diversity in this place, and the first thing you're going to do is demasculate me.
I did not demasculate you. You said.
I don't even think demasculate's a word. Is demasculate a word?
You said.
It's emasculate.
You said I don't drink, so I want to respect that. Mm-hmm. So this is why I'll give you a little bit.
I want a real.
You want
give him a real shot. Give him a real shot.
Okay. Well, first of all, Gigi needs to explain her moonshine because on was it old school? I explained what my type of moonshine. So bring it.
Hopefully, the guys will drink this next time in old school.
Hopefully, if I'm here.
So what this is called? It's called tutiarach, which means kashatarach. My bad. It means it's like homemade vodka. So what they do is get fruit, ferment it, and they just make like very strong vodka out of it. So it'd be like 80% or up to 95%, and they'll sell it on the streets. This is actually, I believe this one is store-bought. So it's only, what's the percentage? I think it's only 50%. So it's not as bad.
It's not
dangerous.
It's still 100 proof. That's still catching fire, right?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the one that the guys had for old school was 100 proof. So this is
100 proof.
Well, she said it's
50%.
50%.
That doubles.
That means it's 100 proof. That's how it works. Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was.
Why would they create a system that doubles it? I have no idea. Just call it the percentage, but they don't.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then there you have it. So just pass this on. So because I want to see Michael's face. That's for sure. You know,
my grandpa drinks like.
Where's that from?
This is from Armenia. I brought it back with me.
But being that this is TYT and that's Armenian, don't I have to deny its existence? Like, I'm pretty sure.
That's hilarious.
I mean, it works around here.
So I'm used to this stuff because I used to take it when I was a little kid.
Well, first you just smash it and then deny it.
Right.
That's how I feel.
Well, apparently everybody will accept its existence other than Jake.
Actually.
Wait, it smells not so bad.
Is that why guys never acknowledge me? That's why I'm never mentioned in any TYT
party. So we were talking about.
So anyway, what happened was
I get paid half of what everyone else
paid. Alrighty,
and everyone gets paid half of what they should be getting.
All right, so it's Friday night.
It's Friday night.
Immediately regret this decision.
Ready, set.
That was amazing.
Well,
coffee.
Gigi and I are drinking delicious French press coffee. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What do you think?
It's alcohol. It tastes like shit.
It's awful. It's awful.
It's not nearly as bad as I anticipated. Mm-hmm. So I make this, I made this stuff. We take moonshine, mm-hmm. and you can take cannabis, and mm-hmm. it'll infuse in alcohol or fat.
Yeah.
So we take a moonshine and infuse it with cannabis, and it tastes like the devil's water. It is disgusting.
That sounds gross.
But incredibly effective, and that's the only kind of alcohol that I would actually enjoy.
Yeah,
so a couple years ago, I was at this business event in New York City. It was at a cigar bar. And I sat there with three other guys, and we drank whiskey and smoked these cigars.
Are you feeling it?
For like 4 hours. And I hated every second of it. It was the worst. The whole room is full of smoke. And it was super expensive. Like I think each cigar was like $30 mm-hmm. or $40. Each whiskey was like $20 or more. I was like, why am I doing this? But when I was done, I went home, I showered, and I could not get that smoke out of me. Like, it was everywhere. It was like in my sinuses, it was in my throat. It took like a day and a half for me to feel cleansed of all the cigarettes, all the smoke and everything. I said, you know, I'm done. I am done pretending to be macho. I'm done pretending to pretend, you know, that I like whiskey. I hate whiskey. It tastes like shit. I hate cigars. I hate to smoke. I hate all of it. So you know what I do? I drink coffee. Coffee tastes good to me. I enjoy red wine. That tastes good to me. I have a beer every now and then, but that's it. I don't drink all this stuff. And you know what? If I'm a pussy, fine. I don't care, right? Like, I don't need to be all manly and tough. So all this stuff, done. I'm done.
I mean, I don't know. I think
what
that,
happened?
Like,
did your balls drop off?
Who needs balls? I'm not gonna have any more kids. They just kind of get in the way.
Now, like, I mean, we even have a new paradigm of what manliness is now. And I would attribute it to more your idea, where it's like, look, just because there's a few alpha male bullies doing a few things doesn't mean that manliness is defined
That's
by
right.
these things. Like, our generation, I think Generation X especially, because we will revolt against what we were raised by. So we're the latchkey kids. And so we're really dedicated to our children and to people, you know, our family and friends. So manliness to us is accepting, you know, LGBTQ or whatever like that. Because if you're not manly enough to hug a gay male, well, then you're the one that's not manly.
You're
I totally agree.
You're
totally
very
agree.
Insecure.
Yeah. And you know what? I went to watch Beauty and the Beast. Loved it. I sang along. It was great.
The bestiality part didn't bother you one bit. It was just, you know, we're going to highlight.
By the way,
it's a fairy tale.
By the way, guess where it was banned? So it was banned in
Malaysia,
Kuwait,
right?
Malaysia, and by a theater chain in Alabama.
Are you surprised?
It's unbelievable to me. Yeah, like, come on, guys. Really, because one character might be gay or was kind of gay.
Or always was gay, or as we said before, it's a musical.
It's a musical. There's also a cross-dresser, so I think
who's a cross-dresser?
Who's a cross-dresser? I watched the movie.
No. In the scene where, the fighting scene.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. There is a scene.
If you didn't watch the movie, this may be a spoiler alert, so.
Not really. You know. There's a scene where one fighter is kind of like forced upon this dress, and he's like, ooh, I like it.
And he's like, smiles and winks and like walks away.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But all actors were men at one point in time. So like Juliet was portrayed in the theater by a male. So like even cross-dressing.
This is during the Shakespearean period.
But they thought that was fine. Like dudes used to wear wigs for crying out loud.
Even during the Western era of like the 40s and stuff, it was known for two straight male best friends to walk down the street holding hands.
That's
just
because
they loved each other.
Right,
and there's no sexuality involved. Like.
And also, one of the first moving images, motion pictures, that was shot was two men holding hands.
What movie?
Yeah, okay.
It was like one of the Thomas Edison test reels in like 1898 or 1899. Like one of the first images was like two guys just embracing each other.
Yeah.
Was it Louis XIV? Was that the one married to Marie Antoinette? Louis XIV or 16th? 14th?
I think it's the 14th.
It's so funny. You're Armenian, so you understand shit that happens in the world.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know any of that
Who
stuff.
Who cares? The 14th, the 15th, the 16th?
I'm American. What does it matter? I really know who she
That's
is.
That's some good history, though. I didn't even know that.
But
seriously, I didn't know that.
No, he's the one who popularized wearing high heels, and makeup was big with the French during the French Revolution, and the fake wigs and whatnot. And
So he was a fashion icon.
So the idea, like, masculinity does change throughout the years. Now it's like the women who wear makeup, and if a man wears makeup, is he gay? Does he want to be a woman? Even though.
Well, that's changing so much here, too. I mean, there's a whole, like, movement, like,
metrosexuals
or whatever it is.
Maybe here, because we live in a very liberal, open community here in LA. But if we go into the deep south, that's not a norm. You can't really be openly gay. I probably cannot speak Armenian there. They'd probably look at me like I'm a terrorist.
Definitely gonna look at you weird.
I already get looked weird when I go to, I went to Cal Lutheran for a semester before dropping out of there. And it's a very heavily white area. And when I would speak Armenian, I would get the dirtiest looks. And just to
You know why? Because they think you're an Arab.
Definitely, that's
they
why.
They think you're Middle Eastern.
I took into my full advantage. I would emphasize the sounds. Just, I would look at them directly in the eye as I did it.
I'm the opposite. I try really hard to fit in, and I guess that goes to my childhood insecurities of being the only Asian person in my community. But Cenk and I were with our buddies doing our whole guy strip one year in Arkansas. And as we're coming to the airport, the security guard was telling me to like step onto this other line, but he's like this weird looking guy and he was cross-eyed. So I didn't know he was talking to me. I thought he was talking to the guy next to me. And then finally he leans close to me and goes, "You don't speak no English, do you?" Right? I was like, "Oh my God." I was like, "Yes, yes, I do." And I felt this strong need to use like fancy articulate words and prove to him that I can speak English really, really well, right? It was super annoying for some reason.
The best time is when they're surprised that you suddenly know you speak English fluently. Like, what? You speak English?
With but an accent? Were you look born like here? You could be Italian, or you look very. You could be, you know, German.
I get confused with Arab and Persian, like most often.
But that's
Yes. Right? So a lot of Armenians don't think I'm Armenian either, mm-hmm. which plays in my advantage. So if they're talking in Armenian, and I know they're gonna shit talk me, and I look them directly in the eye, like I understand you. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, Koreans. I don't look Korean. I look more Filipino. More. Thai, like Southeast Asian.
I get very
I can see
dark.
The Filipino.
Yeah, so they often think darker, I'm Filipino.
Yeah.
So and Koreans are a lot of times super racist. They think they're better than those people, right? So when they shit talk them, and they sometimes don't only shit talk me, but they would talk about me in Korean, and I just listen to it. I don't say anything to them. So I get my haircut by. I think I told a story to the people, but I get my haircut. By this Korean woman, she's probably, she's like 55, 60 years old, and it's her and like other Korean women at this barbershop. And they talk about their lives, they talk about how when they're young and hot, they got all the guys, and they speak openly in front of me because they think I'm Filipino, right? And it was great. And one time they're talking, and one of them says, "You know, this place is no good. We have to go to a new barbershop, and I'll take all my best customers." And I get a cheap haircut, like a $10 haircut, but I tip $5. So she thinks I'm like the best customer. So she's like, "Yeah, I gotta take this guy with me because he's a really good customer." And the other woman says, this is all in Korean. The other woman says, "Oh, what's his story?" And then she goes, "Oh, he's Filipino." And it took a tremendous amount of willpower for me to not burst into laughter, right? And then they're like, "Oh, yeah, yeah, he looks totally Filipino. He's a really nice guy. He always tips well, and he's very polite." And then the lady who's cutting my hair, she taps me. She goes, "You Filipino?" And I say, "No." I was like, "Oh shit!" I just was, "Oh." So then she goes, "Oh, what are you?" Then I panic and I say, "I can't. I'm Korean because I've listened to their conversations for years." So I said, "I'm Hawaiian."
Right? Gotta work.
I just made it up, right? And she goes, "Oh yeah, of course you're Hawaiian. Which island?" I'm like, "Oh my gosh." I'm like, "Okay,
the main
Oahu, right in Honolulu, right?" So then we were having this whole fake conversation about Hawaii and what part of Hawaii I grew up. So like, I had to weave this web of lies. Okay, it was the most ridiculous conversation. Yeah,
it tells you about that weaving that web of lies.
I had to do that too. When I was a freshman in high school, I had art class and I sat next to like a bunch of Armenians who had like just recently came to the country. So I'm very interested in their conversations about you know, other cultures and just other Armenians here, because the Armenian community here is so different from the Armenian community over there. They're more conservative. They're more like, "We are the best." You know, it's that. They're like the Turkish nationalists, you know, that great sense of nationalism. It's the same in Armenia. They think they're the best. Anyways, so I would like listen
Nobody
to their conversations.
Nobody understands Turkish nationalism.
Oh, no, I understand.
No, I'm talking us.
Oh, yeah.
Like Americans.
No. Yeah, I grew up with Cenk, and I would listen to his, not it's him and his family. They used to tell us, Elvis Presley, part Turkish. Abraham Lincoln, part Turkish. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like anyone who is good in history, like part Turkish, right?
Gwen Stefani was apparently Armenian. So if that was a rumor to it.
Okay. Sorry,
it's crazy.
I interrupted you. Yeah.
No.
Your thought. Keep going. But, I won't interrupt anymore.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
That's not Jimmy Dore. That's DJ.
Oh, my bad. I was practicing.
They would just continue talking. They would talk about, you know, "The Armenian girls here are so different. The girls in this country are such sluts, whores. Like, look at the way they dress. Look at the girl next to you." That was the one sitting next to him. Nice. Like, why do they dress, wear shorts to school, yada, yada, yada. I'm like looking at them. I'm like, "Oh, you guys are from Armenia, right?" They're like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, what part?" They're like, "Oh, I'm from Yerevan." I'm like, "Oh, my mom's from there too." And just the look on their face was like, It's like, yeah.
I wish I had that power. That's a good superpower to have. I wish I could even speak Spanish, you know, because I got nothing.
So it was...
You're born.
And I waited the entire year to, you know, ask them and, like, speak to them. And they're like, wait, are you full Armenian? Like, do you understand? I'm like, yeah, I'm full 100%. My last name's Manukyan, Y-A-N. My parents are both from Armenia. They immigrated here 20 years ago. I speak fluently. And they're just... It was just hilarious. They didn't know
why did they choose California? Why are there so many Armenians here? Is there a particular reason?
Okay. So after 1915, the first Armenians settled in Boston, actually. Mm-hmm. So the first wave of Armenians coming to the country was Massachusetts, Michigan, too. Like, Detroit has a very large Armenian population. So they settled on the East Coast. And they also settled in Fresno. The wave that came to...
And they're like, fuck this.
Yeah,
like,
no, but they came to Fresno because Armenians, they're all, most of them are farmers. Like, it's only more recently that it became industrialized and more capitalistic. So that's why they settled for Fresno. It reminded them of home.
And were they farmers in Fresno?
Yes. So there's a lot of Armenian farmers in Fresno. There's a lot of Armenian produce here that mm-hmm. they sell. And Trader Joe's has like these delicious crackers made from wheat from Armenian farmers in Fresno. But the wave that came here were the Lebanese Armenians who came after the war in Lebanon, and then in the 90s came the Armenians fleeing either communism, the war with Azerbaijan, or the fall of the Soviet Union. Hmm. I don't know why they settled here. I think they settled.
It's the largest Armenian community.
Yes, the
right?
largest Armenian community
outside of Armenia.
Outside of Armenia is, I believe, it's Glendale.
Yeah, it's in Glendale.
Yes, I think I said this in a previous show. I think there's more Armenians in Glendale than there is in Armenia. There's so many people fleeing Armenia on a daily basis. My dad's village is 1/4 the size it was in the Soviet days. Like, it's sad. You know the country is shit when they miss the Soviet Union. When they talk about how much they love the Soviet Union, that's when you know that we just messed up. Like, we messed up trying to bring democracy to a country that really did not need democracy.
It wasn't ready for it?
It was not. It's not ready for democracy. Like, if you go there, all they do is praise. Like, they miss the old days. Like, there's abandoned factories everywhere. And, you know, I was walking
with... Is that a religious society? Are they...
Like, yes, we're...
It's Christian, which, right?
Yeah, but I think it was like this like spur of Christianity when you weren't allowed to practice. So a lot of people they got Christianed in their home. So a priest would come, you know, and in hiding to your house, and you would do like a secret like christening in your home, or like funerals and whatnot took place in the home. So it's very interesting why suddenly like. But it's historically a Christian country. I believe it's the first country to accept Christianity. That's what they claim. Armenian nationalism at its finest. We claim that we started Christianity or whatnot. But no, it's very interesting. I don't get why they would want communism, because, you know, you're not allowed to practice your religion. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there was a plenty of jobs. You know, the government gave my grandfather a car. They gave them their houses. So really, all they had to do was just work to get food.
Well, you know, it's that thing that you love so much and I absolutely despise. And that's nostalgia.
Yeah.
Like, it's make Armenia great again. That everybody, like every generation, has an idea. They want it to be the way it was.
They like strong. They like big, strong leaders, like a lot of Armenians still like Vladimir Putin, even though he single-handedly messed up our economy. When the price of the ruble falls, so does the price of the Armenian dirham, and shit gets screwed over because our country is still dependent on Russia.
Super dependent on it, yeah.
It's very dependent on Russia. Like, even though the Russians sell guns to both us and Azerbaijan, and we go to war with each other.
That sounds like America.
Yes.
Yeah, I just forwarded an article to Jimmy Dore for the Aggressive Progressives, which is the best show on the network. And it was
after
about
the Friday post-game. Yeah,
it's a bias. And it was about how the Pentagon denied that it bombed a mosque in the rebel-held city in Syria. And And I was like, okay, forget the rest of the article. Why did we bomb a rebel-held city in Syria? Why are we bombing the rebels? I thought we're against Assad. Because aren't we arming the rebels? Well, yeah, we're doing both. We're arming them. We're bombing them. We're doing everything. So that's what Putin's doing. And that's because these powers, they don't care. They make money off of war and conflict. Mm-hmm.
So, and they want to appear strong to the rest of the world. Yeah. They want to appear very intimidating, even though they're just causing more violence and causing a bigger shit show.
I thought we were supposed to be having fun. It was Friday.
I know, right? This is like, okay, I love
Sorry, it. I went on a tangent. Like,
you know why?
I love the history. It's because I do
DJ
love
and I are drinking coffee, so we're sober, and we're bringing it down. Sorry, guys.
I know, right?
He's too drunk fools. All right, bring it back up.
Yes, please.
Bring it back up.
I got to bring Armenian history onto the TYT.
Don't get me wrong. I love listening to history, but it did kind of like...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I went on a rant.
But DJ is Armenian role trying to bring TYT down, right?
I have a funny poop story. I mean, come on.
First things first. Steve made a comment earlier about he was slut shaming. Earlier, right before the show.
Oh, slut shamed. Not shaming.
Sorry. Okay, yeah. Shame. Earlier, before we started, we said, oh, this is Michael's first. You know, first would be with me and Gigi. But then I commented, well, Steve-O has been around the block. And so this is where. We talked about, it's like, oh, I'm being slut-shamed. I'm like, no. It's just a fact. This is Michael's first time being with me and Geege. So, you know, and we welcome that because it's like he doesn't know my personality, nor does he know Gigi's personality until now. So, therefore, I wanted to clarify that because you're probably like, is he a slut? No, he's not. He's happily married.
But he attempted to be a slut.
I wanted to be.
He has the mentality of a slut.
This can make it happen.
He was like an M.C. Escher cartoon of sluthood. So he like went to try and go around the block, but when he took a right, he was back to where he started. And then he like took another right and was like, what the hell? I can't get anywhere and trying to get around the block. And you were the only Asian kid. How do you blow? That's like if you're the only black kid in an all white school and you aren't getting around the block, you're missing something.
I did it all wrong. I was
Adrian Jacoby's like, yes.
I was on the biology team and you know, girls aren't really into that.
Into what? Biology?
Into what?
The guys who are the biology team who play the cello.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say Asians.
Oh, that's nonsense. Yeah I'm telling you.
Women, girls. Like,
bad clothes.
No, they don't care about any of that. No. Look at a picture of me where I had like stupid hair. I dressed like a moron. It doesn't matter.
I was into the guys where they were smart, but yeah, I did like, you know,
like
guys who were athletic, though. So
I was athletic. I was in the football team. I was in the soccer team.
Well, you were not in my high school.
I did everything.
What did you play in football? Free safety?
I played free safety. Okay. I played left corner, free safety. I played.
When you see somebody Steve's size show up and like, I want to play football, you're like, all right, man, you the free safety. I don't know what you're saying.
I was fast and I was good.
So, of course.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. That's the gen can I became.
You got
became
free fast. Safety. Just keep going back. Yeah.
Just and if back. They punt it, like just like make sure it goes out of bounds or something.
Just don't touch it. Just make sure you don't touch it. Just stand there, man. Whatever you do, just don't touch the ball.
E for effort. I'm just gonna give you E, not A. E for effort. It's all right. It's
no, Cenk was middle linebacker, and I was a defensive back, and we're the only two kids in the football team that were also in all the honors classes, so we kind of bonded.
Well, okay. That was the norm in my school. Like everyone had like 6 or 7 AP classes, and then they're heavily involved in sports and whatnot, and that's probably why UCLA rejected me.
No, so I was too early for my time. Like back in the day, I thought I should be good at everything. So I wanted to play I was being the orchestra. I was being the football team. I wanted to do biology team. I wanted to do the math team, but I couldn't get on the math team. And you know, my thing was I'm gonna be good at everything. So you know, I want to learn how to sing and dance. I want to play sports. You know, I want to know about art history, but also foreign policy. I was like, I'm going to just take
everything.
You
just wanted to just dive into
that. Right. Like you actually went to school to learn.
I want to do everything, yeah.
And now I'm telling you, if you look back, if you would have joined the drama club and male gymnastics, you would have been around the block. But maleism says, oh, that's not good. So like every like adult male that was an athlete looks back and like, why did I play football?
No, dance class. Heartening.
Sure. Yes.
Heartening.
Sure.
You know, you could have had it like.
Yeah, dance class and drama, you'd have been done.
Yes. Because then in drama class, you would be able to kiss the
And he's
girl.
An Asian dude that can dance. That's like even more crazy.
Oh my gosh. Where have you? You missed
And he's free safety.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You missed your college.
They don't know that free safety is a pretty much meaningless position.
It's the most important position.
Yeah. And you're Korean. If you sang, you danced, you could have just started like a K-pop group at your high school.
Yes.
That's today. You know how old I am? That's like 20, 30 years ago. They're not interested in K-pop. Are you
kidding me?
What's K-pop?
Korean pop.
Korean pop. Yeah.
Oh, when I was in Japan, I lived in Japan for 8 months. Yeah. And so I watched the television there and it's like, this is insanity.
They do some crazy stuff.
They had this show. This is no lie. Where a guy would sit behind what's it called when there's a bathroom stall and there's like a door? It's called like a barricade, but you can see underneath of it,
yeah.
Right?
Okay, we'll call it barricade.
And so they would go there, and some girl, the Japanese girl, would either like jerk off or suck off the guy while he had to sing a song in perfect key. So that was the thing, is that
this is a game show?
This was a game show on TV.
So, whoa, back the truck up. So you mean to tell me she is sucking his...
You can't see what she's doing, but... Right.
Yeah, so, and he has to try to...
Sing a song.
While she's doing the...
Stay in the key.
While she's giving him a blowjob. Right.
That is brilliant.
Right. So, wow. And you'll see, it's super funny because as soon as they get close, guys fall out. And of course, she's going to stop, right? So then you don't even get the complete. But, so...
I wonder if we can YouTube it.
You can. It's out there. There's a video of the guy that wins the championship. And when he wins the championship, he's singing in
YouTube
key.
YouTube it. Right? YouTube it. That's all
what
I can
song
say.
Was it? What song is it singing?
I don't remember. Yeah. So
but
he's singing... No. Yeah. He's singing in key. And comes, and you can see it hit the floor, and he doesn't break key. He's
a pro and
it's
professional.
Just four, and it's like, holy cow. All he does is get a little smile, you can see, and that's it. You'll find it. YouTube it, you guys will find it, I promise. And that's not the wildest one. There's other ones.
I think I'm going to YouTube it.
In Thailand, there's actually something called a ping pong show where women shoot ping pong balls out of their vaginas. In a bar, yeah.
Yeah, the banana lady in Okinawa is like a famous thing where they can cut up a banana and like shoot it in your mouth.
Hold on. I want to go back to the dude that stayed in perfect key while getting a blowjob. That is nothing short of impressive.
I mean, it's remarkable. I don't think they expected anyone to actually win the show.
Yeah, we don't have prizes. We never expected anyone to win.
Oh, there's a prize.
Prize included.
What did he win?
Hey, guy, hey, I have to make a correction. It wasn't a blowjob. It was a hand job.
My bad. You looked it up?
I've seen it.
Oh, it's been ferocious.
Bart was that guy.
No, seriously, I was actually thinking about bringing it up, but I'm like, no.
Wait a minute. Okay,
because
what did
this post game show is going to
he won the hand job to completion. That's what he won.
Place where I don't want it to go,
he
so I didn't bring it up.
Ending. That's what he won.
Yeah. That's winning.
So he didn't win a prize?
I'm sure
that
he won
is
a prize.
Yeah, yeah.
But he did. I love the idea of this dude just like in his apartment, just practicing for months.
Oh no!
Just singing his heart out. Like, I don't know. My neighbor just started singing like 3 a.m. I don't know what's going on with him.
It's like a montage of like Rocky training videos, right? He's doing push-ups while he's getting jerked off. And he's running while he's getting jerked off.
And he's singing, and he's like, oh, God damn it.
Baby, do it again. Baby, do it again. Harder. Suck it harder.
Whoa. We didn't say shit, but we went that far.
Whoa. No more for you. No, but think of how amazing that is, that he can keep that composure in front of an audience.
Yeah, so practice that tonight. That's a good excuse. You'd be like, amazing. Honey, I heard the story Mike was telling me on the post game. So let's see we'll just choose a simple song like Mary Had a Little Lamb or something, and I'll sing it, and you see if you can make me break key. Like, make it a challenge, you know? You gotta think. That's how you get around the block.
But,
you think like that.
I gotta have an audience at the same time.
It's a small steps.
You can live stream it.
Yeah.
3 minutes. He just crapped out already. He's like, wait.
No, wait a minute. Facebook live it.
Oh, no. With just his face.
Just his face.
That's terrible.
But, oh, my gosh. All right, so tell me with the goofy story that you were telling, that you were
saying. The poop story?
The poop story?
Okay.
You said the poop story?
Yeah, we can tell us the poop story.
I like how you wrote it down.
I didn't want to forget the poop story.
Oh, tell the poop story.
Kale poop story. I thought it said.
What does it say? Kate, my daughter.
He can't even read his own handwriting.
I can't. That's how I know I truly will fit into being a doctor, is that?
Or Starbucks barista.
Okay, good point.
Okay.
So the poop story is my daughter was like 7, maybe 6. And I got this fake poop and I bought it because I thought it looked so real that it was like quite impressive how real it looked. So I figured I'd play a game on her.
Mm-hmm. How old is she, first of all?
She's like 6 or 7 at the time. She's 12 now.
Okay.
So I take this poop and I dip it in the water of the toilet so that it like got glaze on it, right? So I set it on her toilet, act like I went to the bathroom, and then said like, I left a prize for you, Kate. And so she goes into her bathroom and she's like, oh my God, you are impossible. What? Like this is, like just,
Mom, that is so gross.
Just clean it up. I was like, it's your bathroom, you clean it up. You know, and it's like, so she gets this attitude. She's like, there's just no way I'm going to do this. Like, no. So I was like, fine, I got it. So I go back into the bathroom. I'm like, I'm sorry, that was funny. So I go back in the bathroom. I pick it up and I stick it in her room, in her drawer. And so a couple hours goes by and she's like, said something about it. Like, oh, thank God you picked that up. And I was like, oh, yeah. Maybe you should go check your lower drawer in your bedroom. She goes in there and she opens the drawer and sees it sitting there. And like she rages on me. She is so mad. Like she's stomping, going down the hallway. Like, I can't believe you. So I go in the room trying to act serious. Like, what? I told you to pick it up. So if I tell you to pick it up, you put it in the toilet where you're supposed to put it. And she just stomps right past me. She goes in the bathroom. She gets a wad of toilet paper, like being all serious. Goes back in, picks it up out of her drawer, turns to me and goes, boom, and hits me dead center in the chest with it. Having no idea it's a fake piece of doo-doo, but it just hits the ground like normal. And I looked at her like, oh, Caitlin, you would have thrown doo-doo at me. And she's like, oh, it's not, and, you know, she realizes it's not real, but she perfectly would have thrown actual doo-doo at her father. And it was left-handed and just boom, right on target.
Oh my God.
So I was like, what if it was real?
That was the most Baltimore cop story I've ever heard.
See, that's the kind of stupid shit that dads do. Like, moms don't do that.
No, it's so much fun, though. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, where was the wifey or the girlfriend?
Laughter. It's funny.
It is hilarious.
Like, that's what kids are for. You're supposed to, like...
So, does she bring it up like, Dad, do you remember when I threw the poop at you?
No, she won't bring it up as, like, a bragging thing. But, like, if I push her too far, you know, like, I'm willing to throw poop on you. So, like... Mm-hmm. Test your limits there if you want, buddy. But like, I'm going to fight back. So.
Oh my gosh, you are crazy.
That's a symbol of how she's honed. You know, people want to worry about like how I would be with her being a pretty young girl growing up in this society. And if I'm going to protect her, for one, I think that's super non-feminist. Like, if I'm a feminist, I can't dictate who my daughter sleeps with. Like, that's that's her vagina. She does with it as she pleases. I have no right to say anything like that. Sorry, I want vagina is such a weird word to say. But
I'm trying
to be.
So I have a 13-year-old who's.
You have a poop story too?
No, I don't. It's a different kind of story. So she was quote unquote dating this boy for a little bit, which means they actually texted each other a few times. But I was like, do you guys sit together at lunch? She goes, no. Do you guys ever talk in school? She goes, no, why would we do that, right? So anyway, they're dating for a little bit, whatever that means, and then they broke up. Anyway, the boy is mad because he said, like, post all these stupid things on her Instagram or her Snapchat saying, like, I love you so much. I wouldn't know what to do without you. He was, like, very needy. So she didn't like it, so she's like, we're done. Anyway, now he's being a dick, okay? And he's, you know, calling her terrible names and... I want to fucking kill this kid.
That's what it's
no,
supposed
I do.
To do.
Like,
that's not even that.
But
bad.
You won't always have your dad to turn to.
No, I have fantasies of just grabbing his face.
You think that's,
and just punching it repeatedly.
That's
right?
Not even bad. In
kid,
high school,
I hope you're watching this because that's what's gonna happen to you.
No, they will spread rumors. Like, if you reject a guy, they'll be like, "Yeah, I took her virginity at a party or something."
Yeah, it's not nearly that bad. I mean, he's just being a jerk to her, and it's really testing the limits of my patience. Like, I want to just beat the shit out of this kid. But he's 13.
Well, you can always find him.
You gotta teach him young. He's just gonna get worse. And
well,
at 16,
said,
do you drop your girl at school or do you take her to school?
Yeah.
Do you ever say, hey, who's the kid?
I know who it is.
Oh, then why don't you just walk up to him and say,
why do you think that's gonna be effective? That's not gonna be effective, man.
She begged me to not get involved.
Shouldn't get involved.
She's like, don't get involved. Yeah.
Why?
Let her next boyfriend assert his.
But Charles Barkley famously said, "You only have to kill the first one, then word gets around." Right? Like her dad's crazy, so don't mess with her.
It's not true. Like, I'm the nicest dad in the world to her, my daughter's dating friends, like the last one she broke up with, like I thought he was the sweetest kid ever. I'm like, how can you be so mean to this kid? What is wrong with you? Yeah. But they're all like completely afraid of me because of the tattoos and all this stuff. And it's like, I'm the nicest dude ever.
No way. Oh, no. She probably said my dad is a cop.
I'm sure.
You know, so you do anything, he'll kick your ass.
Yeah, but I'm the last person to actually do
you
that.
You have that like mean cold face where you just like that face, yeah. Just like stare at someone.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's
what this country did to me. They made
me. I could like kill someone with like a pair of chopsticks.
I agree with Gigi because from afar you look mean as hell, but then if we talk to you, you are just a big old teddy bear, whatever. But I have a friend. He's like 6'3", and he looks like a linebacker. Like he can really bulldoze you. Anyway, point of the story is that he. When you see him from afar, he's like, but then when you talk to him, he's just like the biggest teddy bear in the world.
It's almost as if males have all this insecurity that we bottle up into a projection of toughness.
Yeah.
Close.
You know, so basically,
or some people just have a resting bitch face.
Because I'm assuming that if he sees you, what? I'm sorry. I
just said I had a resting bitch face.
That's awesome.
So therefore, Steve, you need to have that too.
No, I he's scared of me, this kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my daughter told him that, my dad doesn't like you. So, and I stared him down a couple of times.
Her dad knows a guy that played middle linebacker in high school. So even though her dad was a free safety,
her dad, it wouldn't matter. Her dad knows
a taekwondo. That's what he
does. That's what I think, my dad knows taekwondo or karate.
We're just assuming that because he's Korean.
Yeah, exactly.
They invented
you know some type of martial arts.
I definitely do.
So basically.
On a serious note, though, you want to teach her to demand her own respect. Her respect shouldn't come from her father, so that's kind of like the tough part.
Jacor is correct. And that's what I talked to her about. I said to her, next time he speaks to you in a way that's disrespectful, you got to nip that shit in the bud. I said, don't ever let anyone, let alone someone that you're dating or whoever, that's supposed to be close to you, that's supposed to care about you, speak to you in a way that's disrespectful, because it only gets worse. It doesn't get better, it just gets worse. So just nip it in the bud, make sure that they understand that you respect yourself and you will not tolerate any kind of nonsense from them, just from the very beginning. So she gets that. At that age, they're all trying to navigate. And look, as much as I hate this little boy, I get it too. I mean, he's insecure too. So they're all trying to figure things out. They don't know. So, when should they try to be tough? When should they be kind and gentle? When should they be vulnerable? When should they stick up for themselves? They're figuring all of this out. So I'm giving him a break. But secretly, I fantasize beating the shit out of him.
Well, he probably grows up in a home where, it's dad's way or no way. Men are number one. The wife is supposed to just do everything that the husband does.
No, he's a normal kid. Like before this happened, he was totally fine. I think he's just sad and hurt that he got dumped, and he's lashing out.
I don't know why he's getting all upset.
Yeah.
They never saw each other. They never sat next to each other. What else they didn't do?
They did nothing.
They did nothing. So why you?
How do you know this? That's what she told me.
So I don't understand why this kid is all like strung up, because it's like, get over it.
They've never gone anywhere or done anything. They see each other in class a little bit in school. It's a private school. There's no opportunity for anyone to do anything.
Never had sex in school.
Women, do they have a class?
It's only in public schools.
They have a class together?
They do. Yeah.
Okay. So was that considered their dating?
No.
We're going to science together.
Yes, I guess. Maybe they might walk. I mean, it's a private school. It's very small. Mm-hmm. And everyone knows everyone. There are teachers everywhere. It's like the safest, nicest, idyllic little place that you can find. There's no opportunity for kids.
Private schools are the worst. Private school kids are worse than public school kids.
You got those oppressive parents, and then they rebel.
No. Right. You guys are talking about high school. You guys are talking about high school. These are like.
Oh, no, middle school's worse.
These are like elementary and junior high school kids. There's nobody smoking, drinking.
That's what you think. I am telling you right now.
Where are they doing this?
I don't know, but
on campus? You think there's no?
There's people who do it on campus. There's people who do it outside of campus. I've seen people ditch middle school.
I take it you've never.
I've seen people bring alcohol to school.
You've never been sneaky.
You guys
in
have
your life.
Zero understanding see, how
no,
to.
No, no, no. In my middle school, you were not. No one was allowed banned from lockers because some kid brought alcohol and a gun to school, and this was Burbank.
Yeah, these private schools, you don't understand the level of security that they have. Because if anything
goes wrong,
do you know what kind of liability
is? If any of those people touch my daughter, I swear to God, this school better.
No,
are not even being serious.
The idea that these kids at these schools can do all the things is just patently. That's ridiculous.
I went to a private Catholic school the first 8 years of my life, and there is some girl who in the fifth grade, she's like. She was so proud that she had dick sucking lips. That's when I learned what dick sucking lips were.
What are these?
Wow.
These dick sucking lips. I don't have any.
It just means.
You're not demonstrating, please.
Oh, I'm not demonstrating. It just means someone's lips are like big.
Big and massive.
So voluptuous?
Yeah, the voluptuous.
So are you shaming thin lipped people that can't?
No. This is what she said. She was like, oh, I like this guy. And like, I saw him looking at my dick sucking lips. I was like, what does that mean? Like, at this time, I thought babies were made in incubators. So I didn't even know what pregnancy or sex was. But apparently, I've seen, I don't know, like, people would talk openly about sex. And I was listening to conversations about dick sizes in fourth grade. Sorry to use such colloquial language.
Were those conversations?
Yes, these were conversations going around me. So
and what happened?
What did they say, though?
Like, what were the conversations?
I do not remember, wow. But it's crazy. I think kids are more hypersexualized nowadays, wow. Especially with, you know, social media and just in general. Like, you got Kylie Jenner at the age of 17 having various types of plastic surgery, going out with someone that's 8 years her senior, just being hypersexualized.
But most 14-year-olds were mothers.
Yeah.
300 years ago.
But they also had shorter lifespans, and they grew up at a much quicker rate. And I don't know. I think it's just wrong. They're kids. Kids
so the
kid
talking
kids.
About DSLing something
yes.
would possibly be worse than the kid that was actually DSLing 300 years ago.
I don't think it was a thing 300 years ago. I don't know. Maybe.
Of course it was. Are you kidding me? That has been a thing since the dawn of time. What are you talking about?
The sex started 10 years ago.
The first dude looked down at his dick and was like, how can I get lips on
the first dude, the first three-celled creature was
the first amoeba was like, yo, that's a little hint of something.
11-year-olds should not be talking about penises in their mouths. I'm just saying.
Wow. I saw porn, like a cover of porn videotape, and it was a porn dedicated to guys who can suck their own dicks. And
that's
title,
possible.
Yeah, it was the title.
Oh my god, it is!
Wait, yes, it is. Think about it.
Wait.
The title of this video is called "Because They Can."
Perfect title.
Marilyn Manson got like his bottom two ribs removed just to be able to suck his own dick. That was just a rumor.
Just a rumor.
You know, like let's take circus people who are very flexible.
Cirque du Soleil.
You know, they.
But I thought it was like licking your elbow, like it was just.
Nah, man.
You can like because when they do the like a circle, like when they put they back around whatever. Guy, it is possible. I remember watching
totally possible.
Showtime at the Apollo.
I just visualized the backwards leaning, reach around okay, and pull
so
it back.
This is a long time ago. It was on Showtime at the Apollo. Steve Harvey was hosting it. And there was this guy that came on stage and he did his acrobatic stuff. Anyway, the guy literally touched his, you know, stuff. And Steve Harvey is like, what, if I could do that, I wouldn't need no woman. If I could do that, oh my God. So it is possible that a guy could, you know.
Yeah, those guys never leave the house.
Hey, why does a dog lick its balls?
Because
it can.
Oh, all right, are we going to talk about the YouTube comments?
This is going downhill. Okay, so. I asked Gigi to print out a couple of your comments about post game. the good, the bad, and the ugly.
I kept the really ugly out. Some people are just very mean. And I do see them, and I will respond. Even though Malcolm told me not to, I will still respond to you.
So,
anyways.
So we wanted to read them out loud and get it, like, get.
But these are the general YouTube comments on our
YouTube. No, or on the actual page.
On the actual page.
Actual members only.
Members page.
Yeah,
oh, you mean members?
No, no.
Oh,
of course there's mean members.
Yeah, there's mean, yeah, right. But you know.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so, and this is all from different types of post games. So, ladies, you know, and of course the three amigos. Like that, I like to call Malcolm and the gang, and then the Junkyard Kids, Fire Dumpster Great. Kids.
Dumpster Fire.
Dumpster fire
Kids.
Isn't that your crew?
No, that's her crew. Oh, that's
right. Millennial Dumpster Fire.
Yeah, that's her.
Corey, crew. All right, we're waiting for our own show.
And so, for first thing, okay, Malcolm is hilarious. Why does he not have his own show? Okay, I don't know.
Because we fired Malcolm. That's why he's not here.
Malcolm's watching, remember? Okay, super funny show. Ja'Cory needs to be on more often, for sure. Griffin talked over people a bit too much, but the post game was really good and was still really good. Okay.
Griffin has also been fired.
No, poor Griffin.
It's been returned to the orphanage.
Okay. So one person says, fucking love it. Goofballs that can have all the fun as well, make a point and eloquate statements. The girls remind me of some old youth and government friends. You rock, huh?
Youth and government is, I believe, like a high school group.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a nerd thing.
It's a nerd thing?
Yeah, okay. It's a nerd thing.
Oh, I wasn't. Okay, so this is where I don't understand the initials. All right. Where are the losers, SJWS defenders, of all girl panel when you need them? Yeah, Friday post game sucks. What does that mean?
Social justice warriors.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I get labeled a social justice warrior, and yet I've had no one that's ever called me a social justice warrior has dared to debate a thing or say it to my face. That's amazing. It's almost as if those little snowflakes don't understand that warrior's not an insult.
Because I didn't even know that would stand for social justice warrior.
Are you a cuck? Apparently, I get called a cuck a lot, too.
I think it was so bad of like being respectful to everyone and thinking everyone should have equal rights. Sorry.
I get called a cuck all the time.
I'm
a cuck. I'm a cuck because I'm the dude that would bang your wife while you watch. That makes me the cuck, right?
Wow. Okay. Jen is great.
They just got the role reversed. They're the one watching.
Okay, so here's more. I much prefer this group doing Friday post game. In fact, I skipped Friday's post game that had the younger crowd. Sorry. I guess too bad, so sad for you. I am. So, all right. Gigi, you're going to love this. Gigi, a smart gal. Who says gal? Absolutely spot on about how organizations make so much money than use a donation for money. Your donation for money. You know,
yeah.
Make it rain. Okay. This was hilarious. It's refreshing balance to the normal male energy of Friday post game. Irma is absolutely adorably cheesy. Yes, I know. I am cheesy. That could be cheesy.
It would be helpful if we knew what they're responding to.
Oh, I know the.
Okay, what are they responding to?
Just like the videos. I believe those are from the first time we were on air.
Okay.
So the one you just read.
But this is all.
It's cumulative, yeah.
It's cumulative. Alrighty. Well, one says, Irma saying pitcher and children
was lovely.
Yeah,
that's the first one.
Okay, so the reason why I say pitcher is because, you know, okay, I'm from the East Coast. If you haven't figured that out, then oh well. But yeah, I'm from the East Coast, so I tend to say pitcher a lot.
What word are you supposed
picture.
To say? Picture. But you're saying pitcher.
I think they're referring to you saying, but do you say when, take a picture?
Yeah.
When you say it goofy like that. I think that's what they're talking about.
Because I'm mocking some of my family or friends. Because when they say picture.
They say picture too.
No, they, you know, they'll be like, take a picture. Come and take a picture.
But are they saying that because they have an accent from a foreign country?
Yeah. Okay. Of course.
Look at us making fun of immigrants.
But hold that thought.
I'm
making fun of my own family. Okay, so I can say that because I speak another language, so I can say that. So most of the time,
I make fun of Armenians all the time.
I'm making fun of my mom. My mother says, "Oh, take a piece, take a piece." So, yeah, okay. Alrighty. All right, so here's another one. I love all these ladies. Actually, they bring something to the table, and I like Gigi. She's her energy is chill. Irma's crazy high energy. And like freaking Asher has a lovely voice. If Asher has a podcast, I would listen to it.
She actually does.
Yeah, she does.
I forgot what it's called, but she does.
Oh, Screen Queens. Her podcast is called Screen Queens, as in movie reviews.
I think they do it once a year. Is it once a year or is it every week?
Nah, I think they do it way more often than once a year.
Because they have one where her and her friend, they like do drunk movie reviews.
I think that's their Drunken Christmas.
That's their Drunken Christmas. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, Screen Queens, I think, is like bi-weekly, maybe.
Okay. I think so, yeah. All right. I love Dave Kohler. Anything. I didn't watch TYT back to back. No, I'm sorry. I didn't watch TYT back in the day, but Anna and everybody else hypes him up so much. Dave is a legend.
This is from when he did his solo post game. I think it was a couple months back.
Oh, when he does it, yeah. When he's by himself? Yeah, I love Dave Kohler. His dry sense of humor is funny as all get out.
I honestly thought he hated me at first because it's just his personality. Like I just assumed like he just hated me.
Dave Kohler for the first 4 years I knew him.
Really? Yeah.
Are you serious?
This guy's a dick.
No, I was scared to say anything.
He's not a dick. He's just socially awkward.
Yeah.
So I thought he was a dick, but he's not.
Are you for real?
Yeah. I hated him for like, I was like, why is he hanging out with us? This guy's such an ass. I did not like him.
But now you love him.
When he laughed at my...
I like him.
What was the turning point?
Now I got to know him better. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, he was super awkward. So we would play football. And look, we're back to football. I'm an excellent quarterback. Dave Kohler, terrible quarterback.
But he's football?
Yeah, well, no, this is just pickup games.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I was like, that's so weird.
But he's a really good wide receiver. He's fast and he has good hands. But he's every now and then he's like, all right, it's my turn to play quarterback. I'm like, there's no turns. Whoever is good is quarterback, and whoever is bad isn't quarterback. So don't tell me that it's your turn, right? Mm-hmm. But maybe I'm the dick. I don't know. But everyone else got it, right? Like, you play the position that you're good at, not a position that you prefer to play because you just want to try it. So that was one of the reasons why I didn't like him. but he's a little bit, he imposes a little bit. He just kind of speaks his mind in a way that's a little bit impolite at times, right? He doesn't quite abide by social graces. So, yeah, he's not a bad guy.
I'm saying he's like socially awkward.
Yes, he's socially awkward. He's totally socially awkward.
It's okay.
Yeah. But he's a good guy. And once you get past that, you get to see that he's kind-hearted, he's thoughtful. And he tries his best. But when you first meet him, you're like, this guy.
We got to wrap it up.
Okay, we got to wrap it up.
With Gigi, one thing I wanted to know, though. With Gigi, real quick.
I got one thing.
Hold on. Let me interrupt. Come on. Let me do it.
I'm sorry.
You know what? This is supposed to be diverse.
I'm sorry.
So you read the comments, right? From all the members.
Yes.
Right. So if the YouTube, if our membership was placing a vote on what Cenk should do about me, what would it be? I've seen the comments.
I'm sorry, what's the question?
I'd rather not respond to that. Okay. But actually, a lot of members do like you, and they think that you do give a lot of good feedback. And I think when you had a debate on camera with someone recently on the main show.
Well, we weren't debating, we were just talking enthusiastically.
A lot of members did defend you, and they agreed with your point of view. So... yeah, our comments could get very divided.
Would it be fair to say that those comments would suggest to Cenk that I would be a valuable addition to TYT?
I think...
Oh, my. Right. Who's fishing?
We're
about
to wrap it up.
Okay. Just reply in the comments if you think we should fire him or not.
Okay, so one last thing
before we go.
We
want to hire him before we fire him?
Yeah, we've got to hire him
before we fire him. One last
thing before we go. Or just ban him from the studio.
Okay, Friday post-game, drinking... great idea. The best post game in a while. Steve O was hilarious. Clever idea. having staff with booze on post game.
Next time we'll get high on post game.
Therefore, hey, if you have any ideas, you know, that you would like to see what's on, you know, what we should do on post game, let us know. Gigi will read them and she'll pass on the ideas to the ladies or the three amigos or the dumpster kids. So anyway, you have a good Friday and be safe.
Three Amigos, we all know is the best. And anyway, you know, go ahead. Thank you.
Have fun, and we'll see you next time. And as always, stay strong. Bye.
Bye.